Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Be a Better Baddie. My name is Quenisha. I am your host, coach, teacher, and fellow baddie. If you are new, welcome to the channel. Welcome to the podcast. We are so happy to have you, and welcome to the family of women who are ready and willing to do the work it takes to grow into being the baddie that they desire. If you are returning, welcome back. I'm excited to have you. Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite things to talk about, which is setting goals. If you've been here in the past and you've heard me talk about setting goals that are PAC, P-A-C, it didn't really roll off the tongue as well. So I am here a year later to talk about setting goals that make you happy. And that is the framework that we are going to talk about. So when you set a goal, you don't necessarily want that goal to be one that you dread or one that doesn't awaken you or make you feel alive, right? You want to feel happy while you're pursuing that goal. With it being spring right now, this is the perfect time with the earth, the world having like this new renewed sense of energy. The sun is out. The plants are growing again. Hopefully it looks like spring wherever you are. I'm in Houston and it is starting to look like spring. So I want to keep this video straight to the point for you all because I want you to use this time to set some goals that are going to make you happy so that you can go on to be a better baddie. After I go through this framework, I'm going to talk about a few of my goals and how they align with this happy framework as well. So feel free to take notes so that you can go and do the work after this. The first thing that you want to make sure is that your goals are harmonious. You want to ask yourself, does this goal fit my lifestyle? Am I willing to take the sacrifices that it takes to pursue this goal? And how will I make these changes? Goals should fit in your life. They shouldn't take over your life. They shouldn't clash with your other priorities, your mental health, or your energy, right? Because you want to have balance. You want to have harmony in your life. Research tells us that goals that create unnecessary stress or conflict with other parts of your life are going to lead to burnout. If you're burnt, you're not goaling. I can tell you that. The second thing that you want to make sure that your goal is aligned. Does this goal actually align with your long-term vision of your life and also your values? So if you think about what your life is going to look like in 10 years, in which we never really know. Your life can turn around in so many different ways. This one can be a little tricky. So whatever you envision your life looking like in 10 years, think about the things that you need to do to be that person that you want to be in the next 10 years. So that's one way to think about alignment. You can also think about alignment with your present self. So we have values. All of us have a core set of values. If you've never taken the time to just sit down and explore your values, I have a worksheet that can help you narrow it down with over 100 values. And I walk you through the steps to how to narrow it down to your top three or top five values. Go through that worksheet, go through that activity, figure out what your top values are. And if you are setting goals that do not align with those values, then those goals aren't the ones that are going to make you happy. Research also tells us that these types of goals that are values-based are going to increase your intrinsic motivation and your overall emotional well-being. Sounds like a happy baddie to me. The third thing you want to do is make sure that your goals are process-based. Enjoying the process matters much more than the outcome. I think so. If you are working towards a specific goal every day and you hate every single piece of it, when you eventually achieve it, you're not going to be happy. You aren't going to value it. You aren't going to sustain it. Because setting a goal is essentially you saying, I am setting out to become this different version of myself, the version of myself that does XYZ. So by you doing things over and over, constantly engaging in the process, you are becoming the type of person that does do this type of thing, that does engage in that goal. So enjoying the process is going to lead to more long-term motivation and just make this become a part of your life. What you need to do to make sure you actually enjoy the process of pursuing your goal is to, one, break it down into small milestones. There's no reason for you to take this big lofty goal and say, oh, I'm just going to do this. No, break it down. How are you going to achieve that? The second thing that you need to do is add in fun, rewarding rituals, right? So if you hit a milestone, you do this particular thing for yourself. And that also goes along with you celebrating your small wins. The small wins really do add up to the big wins. You don't want to wait until you get to the end just to celebrate that big milestone. Celebrate yourself along the way so that you do stay motivated. You do enjoy the process. And again, you're making it a part of your life. Next, you want to make sure that your goals are personal. Goals should fit your personality, your strengths, and your life season. okay? When you set goals that fit the season you are in your life or the season that you want to pursue next, these are going to make these goals more sustainable for you. You do want to force yourself to grow. You do want to step outside of your comfort zone, but you also do want to fit the natural rhythm of your life. So as you are looking through your goal, think, does this goal fit my natural rhythm? Does it build on my strengths that I already have? Also ask yourself, is my life flexible enough to fit this in? Some of us aren't in a season in life where we actually can pursue too many different things. If you are on a strict routine, a strict schedule, it can be hard to fit in things. I'm not going to sit here and act like anybody can do anything they want at any time. We all have responsibilities. We all have different callings. We all have different rhythms and everything. Figure out what it is and make sure your goal is personal to you. The last thing you want to do is make sure that your goals are for you. Are you pursuing this goal for your own satisfaction or external validation? Would you still pursue this goal if nobody knew about it? If you didn't have to tell anyone about it, would you still work on this thing? Make sure your goal is for you. Goals that are driven by autonomy lead to higher satisfaction and better well-being. Happiness. Do we see the theme here? We want to do things that make us happy. So ask yourself when you're setting this goal, would I do this if no one else knew about it? Am I doing this to impress other people? Because if you're doing it for someone else, it doesn't matter to you. It doesn't matter to you and you're not going to be doing it. If you don't know the way I set goals, I like to start off with pretty broad goals, at least at this season of my life that I'm in, right? Earlier in my life, I like to set very specific goals because I had specific milestones I wanted to hit. But right now, I'm in a season where I like the flexible goal approach. So I start with a pretty broad goal. And one of my goals this year is to become a better dancer. There are so many different ways I could approach that goal. And that is what I do. So one, harmonious. Does this goal fit into my life without creating chaos? Yes, it does. I'm able to go to dance classes after work. That doesn't conflict with my schedule at all. I can also do some dancing in the house if I wanted to. So logistically, mental energy wise, and emotional wise, that goal fits into my life and I'm willing to make the sacrifices that I need to take to do whatever within a reasonable amount as well. So the next thing you want to ask yourself, is this goal aligned? So in terms of dance, one of my values is fitness and movement. Dance completely aligns with that. I use it as a form of fitness and movement as well. So she checks the boxes there. And then in terms of me looking towards my long-term vision, yes, that definitely, when you see those old ladies on Instagram dancing, the 70, 80 year old women, I want to be one of them. I want to be one of the 70 and 80 year old women that are still dancing, still moving, still enjoying life. So yes, that does fit into my long-term vision. Therefore, it is aligned. Next, you want to look at the process. So my overarching goal, like I said, it's pretty broad, become a dancer, become a better dancer. The way I approach this is every month I set little dancer goals. That's so cute. I set little dancer goals. So off the top of my head, I know that I usually set a goal for standing in front when we're doing our recording, three times a month. That's my goal for this number. Three times a month, stand in front. I also know I'm setting a goal to practice freestyling. I see myself leaning towards the same freestyle moves all the time. I want to diversify the moves that I tend to reach for when it's time to freestyle. So that is another thing that I'm adding to my toolkit. So I'm setting different milestones throughout the year so that I can improve my dancing in different ways. And I enjoy that process. It is process-based. I don't think that there's an end goal where I'm like, oh, I'm the best dancer now. I don't think I'll always want to become better. Hence the name of this podcast, Be a Better Baddie. The second P is for personal. So you're asking yourself, is this goal designed to fit me? Does it fit my personality or my needs or my lifestyle? Yes, 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 and yes, it does fit that for me. And then finally, the why, yours. Are you setting this goal for your own motivation, your own enjoyment in life? Yes, there are times when I don't necessarily share anything about dance on social media or share with anyone because I'm enjoying it myself. I don't necessarily want to impress or need to impress others with that. So if you find yourself saying, if I didn't share my progress with others, I wouldn't actually be doing this. Some people like to do things just to show other people that they're doing it. If that is you, then this isn't necessarily a goal that you want to pursue. Just think about what that looks like in your context and take it from there. That is how I want you to think about your goals that you set as well. Do they fit this happy framework? Because if they don't fit the framework, you ultimately will not continue to pursue them because they're not making you happy. That is all for this episode today. I hope that you took some notes on this happy framework to help you set your next set of goals for spring, because it is a new season. The sun is out and it is time for us to get outside and do those things. The overall message that I want you to take from this is that goals aren't necessarily about what you achieve at the end. It's also about how you feel during the process and what you do to build the habit to become that different version of yourself that you want to become at the end. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a like, subscribe if you're new, talk to me in the comments, and I will see you all in the next one. Bye.